the People, the podcast that's guaranteed to make your day a little brighter. With me today is the always fabulous, international, best-selling, New York Times best-selling author, Carrie Jones.
And with me today is my PR man and bodyguard, Sean Farrar. Always amazing. Always awesome.
Always hot.
We start every podcast with a random thought that might occur in our car, in our bed, or in a restaurant. And then we move on into a dog tip for life and a writing tip of the pod. And it's all to try to help you and us live our lives a little better. Right, Boo Boo Bear?
So hang on. Please don't call me that. Got a place where other people can hear it. Thank you.
Hey, it's a random pod in the camper.
God, you started it already.
Yeah, this is random. Well,
I didn't do my voice warm-ups.
Do them now.
No.
Do them now so everyone can hear.
No, because anybody that's ever heard one knows they're embarrassing.
He's lying.
Of course, I am lying.
He has no voice warm-ups.
No.
Hey, there's a nice person on Twitter who is being cool about her podcast. I don't know if they were just lying. But they were like, hey, I love the Commando Brief Boxer one and then the one about wedgies. So apparently,
if
underwear theme podcast, despite the fact that we're writing podcasts, is the point here.
That's crazy.
So how can we talk about underwear?
Well, I don't know.
Because that's what people remember.
Why don't you tell everybody why you just punched me?
No one knew I punched you, babe. And that wasn't a punch.
I know, it was. I don't even know what to call it.
Because it was so sad.
Did you see a mosquito on my arm when you were swatting it?
No, because I swat harder for mosquitoes.
Probably, yes. Where you say that. How come there's always mosquitoes on my cheeks?
Your butt cheeks?
No, my face cheeks, because you're always swatting them.
I was trying to bring it back to underwear, man.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. How come there's always mosquitoes on my cheeks? Yes, my butt cheeks.
Because they're trying to swell them up, man.
Do you find them sexy?
Because they're so flat. They're like, maybe if we bite it and he has some inflammation, it'll look like he has a bum bum.
You know how many butt mosquito bites it would take?
8,000.
Jeez.
All right.
That still doesn't have anything to do with underwear.
It all has to do with underwear. Because your underwear
have to get their little
goes on your butt. Ow, you hit the voice memo maker.
And that caused you to say ow.
I have so much empathy inside of me that I felt
for the phone.
Yes.
Because the voice memo maker is indeed phone. Your phone.
You're showing all our secrets.
Our secrets?
Yeah, our secrets.
We're excited at the same time.
And that's because we're married. Okay, so, why are we sighing? We're sighing because the bed feels dirty.
It is.
And because there's mosquitoes everywhere. This is, like, the worst. And because you have no butt?
Oh, that doesn't make me sigh. I've learned to live with it.
Do you want to talk about marijuana Pepsi?
I don't know anything about marijuana, except that it's somebody's real name.
It's someone's real name, right? This woman who's amazing, her real name is Marijuana Pepsi, and she wrote, like, her PhD dissertation on something about, like, how names make people judge you, particularly names, like, that people in the United States think are black names.
Can I just say something?
I don't know, man.
Right about now is where I stopped reading that article, but I know you read it to the bitter end.
No. I wasn't going to talk about the whole article, which is very interesting because it's a pretty cool topic. Because,
it is, actually.
Like, even as a writer, when I'm picking out a name, I'm trying to think of a name that. All right, let's pretend that.
I'm going to get you accused of.
No. Can you just let me finish, boo? Wait, instead of making up stuff that you think I'm going to say.
Well, maybe that's what you should say.
No, it's not what I should. Okay.
I'm just teasing, audience. I'm just teasing.
He's not, though.
Yes, I am.
He's truly not.
You know, a lot of us get in trouble because we interrupt people and assume that we know what they're going to say, and it's nowhere near what they're going to say. So what I was going to say is that as writers, we have to like kind of like try to create names for people, right? For our characters.
Yes.
And so sometimes maybe you cheat and you base somebody on a real person. Like, let's say that real person's name is Dustin.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta find another name that's sort of like the socioeconomic and like
Rustin
age. Every time I try to be helpful, you're just like, I'm going in a row. Rustin, is that even a name?
Does a single word count as an interruption?
Yes.
Oh. I thought it was two or more.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, so you have to try to find a name that's similar to that character. If you're still trying to create that character off of that real human, right? So Dustin could become a Dalton. A Brandon could become a Brayton or something. Like, yeah. A Jason could become a Josh, unless it's Jason with a Y, and then it could become a Jackson with a Y. Like, there's all sorts of stuff going on, you know what I mean? Yeah. And, like, it's interesting because it makes you kind of hyper-aware of names.
That's right.
Did I ever tell you about the... I know I've told you, but just pretend like you don't know. You're going to fall asleep in a second unless you get to interrupt again, aren't you?
No, but I do want to say something for you.
All right.
The sad part. It's not even the sad part, but you know marijuana, Pepsi. Oh. Those were her mom's two favorite things.
You don't know for sure.
No, but you're making that assumption, but aren't you?
My story is similar to that, and I've told you this. When my baby girl, Emily, came out,
yeah.
She tried to come out super, super, super early, right?
Yeah.
And there was a... because we were poor, we were in the hospital and we had to share a room, and I had to be in the hospital to make sure that Emily didn't come out early.
Right.
And then I was on bed rest. But while I was on the for months. Anyways, there was another girl in my hospital room.
Yeah.
And she had the same exact problem that I had, which was like, I don't know, baby problems, trying to come out too early. And like, I'm not gonna be technical because blah. So, she kept getting up to go smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
And she kept, and all the nurses like, you can't smoke. Your baby's already in like distress.
Right.
You gotta lay down. No getting up. No getting up. But she kept getting up to smoke. And then she like, her favorite thing was Pepsi. And they were like, don't drink Pepsi. That's so bad. The baby, you really need to be healthy for this baby to stay inside you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she just kept getting up. Like, her mom would smuggle in Pepsi for her.
Yeah.
And so she told me that she was gonna name her baby Pepsi Colleen.
I hope she was kidding.
She was not kidding.
Oh,
she was like this French-Canadian girl in Lewiston, Maine. And mm-hmm. I still want to know if she, like, had her baby.
And named it that?
Yeah, man.
Ooh, I don't know. Hey, you know how you're always looking on Ancestry.com at my thing?
At your heritage?
To see if,
white boy, yeah.
To see if, like, any unknown... kids of mine.
Yeah, I keep expecting Sean to have like an illegitimate child on Ancestry. Did one show up?
No, I was just thinking if it did, it might be named R.C. Moonpie.
What? Is that a Southern thing?
R.C. Cola and Moonpie, yeah.
Is that what you ate?
All the time.
Or some ex-girlfriend ate?
No, that's what I eat all the time.
My baby, if I named Emmy after my main food at that time,
yeah.
She'd be tempeh.
Tempeh?
Yeah. That's tempeh stir fry.
Actually.
She
doesn't look the part, but that's not a bad name.
She would have probably preferred it over Emily. She doesn't like her name.
I don't think marijuana's a bad name. The Pepsi part is a little too, like, commercial.
Marijuana. Marijuana, yeah. Pepsi.
I mean, marijuana, you know, it has its negative attachments, but the word itself is,
yeah,
it flows nice.
It's a pretty word.
Hey, what's under there?
Where? Underwear.
Ah, I got it back to underwear.
Oh my god, that's such a dad joke. I can't believe I fell for that. Yeah,
I didn't think you were gonna.
Oh my god, they suck. They suck. All right, tell a story.
What story?
I don't know. I talk too much, so you tell a story.
No, you don't talk too much.
I did. I talked too much.
Stop it.
No, measure me.
Oh my God, what is wrong with you?
We can't tell people how long your leg is. From your knee to your ankle, the bottom of your heel of your foot is from my sternum to my groin, basically.
Why did you just measure my leg on you?
I don't know.
Is it just so you could say the word groin?
No, because if I wanted to do that, I would have said something else.
But we're going to have to cut this part out.
No way.
I think maybe.
No.
I don't know. I think I don't understand.
Why? We're both fully clothed. It's not like...
People are going to... Oh, no. I write children's books. Children's books.
It's okay for married adults to sleep together.
No.
With their swaddling blankets and... What was it called? With the boards you used to put with...
Swaddling boards?
Swaddling boards, yeah.
Isn't that what for babies?
Swaddling blanket is for babies.
I don't know, man.
Oh, swaddling board might be a Native American carrying device for a child.
I thought
but
so.
But remember, back in the old days, they used to put like... They had a term for it, putting boards between a male and a female.
Chastity?
No. It has a specific name.
I didn't know about it. Is this a Southern thing too?
No, it's not. I'd say it would be like a Christian thing or Puritan thing or whatever. I don't know. I don't remember, but
I'm looking
it's
up.
It's ancient.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, you should.
All right, man.
Keep them from getting out of their underwear.
I'm like, can you bring this back to underwear somehow? Oh, shoot.
What?
I snorted.
You snorted?
Snorted. I did.
This is a pretty long thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess I'll stop now.
All right.
Bye.
Hey, so this is Carrie all by herself because I thought I wasn't doing it all by myself, and I apologize because I know Sean is way more fun. We would not get this recording done for the podcast in time this week. Hey, Gabby. And we didn't want to miss a week because we're like that. And the truth is we're having a hell week. We're not mad at each other, though. I know we sometimes sound like we're mad at each other, but we're not mad at each other. It's not us, okay, peeps? It's not us. But anyways, I'm going to attempt to do the more literary part of the podcast all by myself. All by myself. But I'm not really all by myself because I have two dogs and a cat and a very small camper, and it's daytime. So you're going to hear some campground noises. Yeah, I know you've always wanted to hear campground noise that wasn't your campground. So this week, we're going to kind of talk about how none of us are perfect with grammar, especially not us native English speakers. And we've got all these words that mean totally different things but sound exactly the same. And today, we hear on Dogs Are Smarter Than People, I say we, even though it's just me right now, are going to do two things. We're doing two things. One, we're proving that dogs are smarter than people because dogs don't have to spell. And two, we're helping you all out about a fivesome of evil. Yes, I'm talking about ah, 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 and ah. That's hard to explain on a podcast because you don't see the words, but they're all spelled differently. And I know you've seen on Facebook, someone you love writes ah, A-W-E, that's so cutie. And you're like, no, ugh, I don't want to be evil and tell them, but they're using the wrong spelling of ah here. That's what this podcast is about. So let's get started. Ah, A-A-H, is an interjection. It's like a giant mosquito as big as a velociraptor is hovering in front of your nose and you are afraid and you may have pooped your underwear. Ah, is what we use for those moments. Ah, A-A-H, has a super close relative. Ah, A-H. Ah is also an interjection, but this time you're not expressing fear. This time you're expressing love, surprise, pleasure, and a realization. Like, ah, I now understand that was not a mosquito, but was actually an Amazon delivery drone bringing me new underwear. And then we have the lovely, lovely relative, A-H-H. A-H-H-ah is when you get something or you accept something. Like, ah, I do love you in your way with drones. Or, ah, this is how the world works. You act like a narcissist on social media and you suddenly have a million followers. Cough. I'm not sub-tweeting anybody with that because I'm not on Twitter. So let's move on. A-W-ah is what most people mean when they write A-W-E on Facebook. A-W is when something is super cute or adorbs. Sometimes we use it to show we're disappointed, like, ah, English, you make no sense. So it's like this. Ah, you are the bestest, cutest Rotary Club president ever. Ah, A-W, your puppy is adorable. Ah, A-W, that manatee lingerie is the best underwear ever. Ah, I probably should have realized that I had no chill prior to taking a leadership role, and I'm just subtweeting everyone really now in whining about their underwear, even though I'm still not tweeting, but podcasting. Is there a word for sub-podcasting? And then, finally, we have the almighty aw, A-W-E. Cue the God music right here. Feeling like you are full of admiration, fear, reverence because of something super big time, like God or manatees swimming nearby, or some really amazing underwear. This is A-W-E. So here's an example. She raised her hands to the sky, overwhelmed with awe, A-W-E, as the flying manatee in purple plaid underwear approached. Or, at the edge of the Grand Canyon, he grasped her sleeve in awe of the magnificence below them. So that's it. You can look at the writing part of these tips on my blog, carriejonesbooks.blog, because it'll be easier to understand, probably. The writer tip of the pod? Should I pretend to be Sean?
Writer tip of the pod!
Dictionaries are our friends. Words have meanings. Don't stress out if you mess up. We all mess up. But try to do the best you can. You'll be in awe, A-W-E, of your own mad wordsmithing skills. Dog tip for life. It's easy to spell bark. Don't sweat, guys, the small stuff. We all make mistakes. I just made one. But if you don't hurt anyone, don't hurt yourself, or end up in jail, it's probably all going to be good and fine. So if you go, aw, the cutie, and you do A-W-E, it's okay. You're still awesome. We're not going to judge you. We're just going to tell you via this podcast and not directly that's wrong. Yeah, man, this sucks a lot,
Sean. Hey, thanks for listening to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast where two random married people give you writing advice after randomly talking about random thoughts and then tying it all in with their dogs. Because, you know, that makes a lot of sense for a literary podcast, right?
I hope people get some stuff, you know, some good information out of it in regards to the writing field.
I don't know. In regards to the living field matters too.
But does it really matter?
Nothing matters.
If they laugh once, sorry to interrupt, I think we're a success.
The music we clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. The artist is Broke for Free and the song is Night Owl. Hey, Sean, can people like and subscribe to our podcast? And
yes,
can they find
sure
the words that
can
go with it?
The word. Dogs Are Smarter Than People podcast, whichever platform you're using, please like, share, and subscribe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind, right, man?
Oh, I think it's at least a little bit humorous.
I've started giving 2-minute writing tips on my channel on YouTube, Carrie Jones Books.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's all of 5 views on there. And you can hear my book, Baby, and get art on Patreon, Carrie Jones Books, again. It's the only place you can read this one book that I will never try to get published anywhere else. It's that special. And finally, my next book, In the Woods, appears in July. It's co-written by Steve Waddell. It's scary. It's one of Publishers Weekly's what?
Buzz Books for Summer 2019.
Yeah, which is kind of cool. And you can link and read the first chapter on my website
That's
as well.
So close.
I know.
To being out.
And yet it feels like it's never going to happen. Also, I'm a writing coach and editor. If you need help about writing your story and develop a mental, development.
I was going to say, what are you talking about? Developing your mental what?
I can't say the word. Developmental edits or an editorial assessment because I'm such a professional.
Oh, you are.
I used to be a newspaper editor.
Talking and reading are pretty much two specific skill sets. See, I can't talk either.
We'll never be able to use this clipping again.
We're not public speakers.
No.
We speak in the private of our own clothes closet.
We record in a clothing closet, which is another hard thing to say. But you can donate to us on Patreon so we can actually pad the walls.
Yeah.
And we're about to go move to the camper. So the rest of the summer will be camper podcast.
Pray for us.
Pray for
us. Or whatever it is you do.
Hard. Hard. Thank you. Final words?
Rest in peace.
Dear God.